Chapter 7. The Dream Master. Every relationship in your life can be healed. Every relationship can be wonderful. But it's always going to begin with you. You are responsible for the consequences of whatever you do, think, say, and feel. Perhaps it's hard for you to see what actions cause the consequence, what emotions, what thoughts. But you can see the consequence because you are suffering the consequence or enjoying the consequence. You control your personal dream by making choices. You have to see if you like the consequence of your choices or not. If it's a consequence you enjoy, then keep doing what you're doing. But if you don't like what's happening in your life, then try to find out what is causing the consequences you don't like. If you can transform the program of your personal dream, you can become a dream master. A dream master creates a masterpiece of life. But to master the dream is a big challenge because humans become slaves of their own dreams. The way we learn to dream is a setup. With all the beliefs we have that nothing is possible, it's hard to escape the dream of fear. In order to awake from the dream, you need to master the dream. That is why the Toltec created the Mastery of Transformation, to break free of the old dream and to create a new dream where everything is possible, including escaping from the dream. In the Mastery of Transformation, the Toltec divide people into dreamers and stalkers. The dreamers know that the dream is an illusion, and they play in the world, knowing it's an illusion. The stalkers are like a tiger or a jaguar, stalking every action and reaction. You have to stalk your own reactions. You have to work with yourself every moment. It takes a lot of time and courage because it's easier to take things personally and react the way you always react. And that leads you to a lot of mistakes, a lot of suffering and pain, because your reactions only generate more emotional poison and increase the drama. If you can control your reactions, you will find that soon you're going to see, meaning to perceive things as they really are. The mind normally perceives things as they are, but because of all the programming we have, we make interpretations of what we perceive, of what we hear, and mainly of what we see. There's a big difference between seeing the way people see in the dream and seeing without judgment, as it is. The difference is in the way your emotional body reacts to what you perceive. For example, if you're walking on the street and someone who doesn't know you says, "You are so stupid," and walks away, you can perceive and react to that in many ways. You can accept what that person said and think, "Yes, I must be stupid." You can get mad or feel humiliated or simply ignore it. The truth is that this person is dealing with his own emotional poison, and he said that to you because you were the first person to cross his path. It has nothing to do with you. If you can see that truth, you don't react. You can say, "Look at that person who is suffering so much," but you don't take it personally. This is just one example, but it applies to almost everything that happens in every moment. We have a little ego that takes everything personally, that makes us overreact. We don't see what is really happening because we react right away and make it part of our dream. Your reaction comes from a belief that is deep inside you. The way you react has been repeated thousands of times, and it becomes a routine for you. You're conditioned to be a certain way. And that is the challenge, to change your normal reactions, to change your routine, to take a risk and make different choices. If the consequence is not what you want, change it again and again until you finally get the result you want. We never chose to have the parasite, which is the judge, the victim, and the belief system. If we know we didn't have a choice, and we have the awareness that it's nothing but a dream, we recover something very important that we lost, something that religions call free will. Religions say that when humans were created, God gave us free will. This is true, but the dream took it away from us and kept it, because the dream controls the will of most humans. There are people who say, "I really want to change. There's no reason for me to be so poor. I'm intelligent. I deserve to live a good life, to earn much more money than I earn." They know this, but that is what their mind is telling them. What do these people do? They go and turn the television on and spend hours and hours watching it. Then how strong is their will? Once we have awareness, we have a choice. If we could have that awareness all the time, we could change our routines, change our reactions, and change our entire life. Once we have the awareness, we recover free will. When we recover free will, in any moment we can choose to remember who we are. Then, if we forget, we can choose again, if we have the awareness. But if we don't have the awareness, we have no choice. Becoming aware is about being responsible for your own life. You are not responsible for what is happening in the world. You are responsible for yourself. You didn't make the world the way it is. The world was already the way it is before you were born. You didn't come here with a great mission to save the world or to change society, but surely you come with an important mission. The real mission you have in life is to make yourself happy, and in order to be happy, you have to look at what you believe, the way you judge yourself, the way you victimize yourself. Everything is there for us, but first we need to have the courage to open our eyes, to use the truth, and to see what really is. Humans are so blind because we don't want to see. But if we open our eyes and see life as it is, we can avoid a lot of emotional pain. We are alive and we need to take risks, and if we fail, so what? Who cares? It doesn't matter. We learn and move on without judgment. We don't need to judge. We don't need to blame or feel guilt. We just need to accept our truth and intend a new beginning. If we can see ourselves the way we are, that is the first step toward self-acceptance, toward stopping the self-rejection. Once we are able to accept ourselves just the way we are, everything can start changing from that point forward. Everyone has a price, and life respects that price. But that price is not measured in dollars or in gold. It's measured in love. More than that, it is measured in self-love. When you love yourself, your tolerance for self-abuse is very low. It's very low because you respect yourself. You like yourself the way you are. But if you don't like yourself, it doesn't matter where you go. You are right there. What if we don't like ourselves? We try to get numb with alcohol to forget our suffering. We go to a bar to drink, and guess who's going to be there? People just like us, who try to avoid themselves, and who also try to get numb. We get numb together. We start talking about our suffering, and we understand each other very well. We even start to enjoy it. We understand each other perfectly because we vibrate in the same frequency. We are being self-destructive. Then I hurt you, you hurt me, a perfect relationship in hell. What happens when you change? For whatever reason, you no longer need the alcohol. It's now okay to be with yourself, and you really enjoy it. But you have the same friends, and everyone's drinking. They get numb, and they start getting happier. But you can clearly see that their happiness is not real. What they call happiness is a rebellion against their own emotional pain. You no longer fit in. And of course they resent you because you're no longer like them. Hey, you're rejecting me because you no longer drink with me. Now you have to make a choice. You can step back, or you can go to another level of frequency and meet people who finally accept themselves like you do. You find there is another realm of reality, a new way of relationship, and you no longer accept certain kinds of abuse.